The Mayor of Invercargill is with us now on the news that has come through this morning. Rio Tinto announcing that it will be moving to close down its aluminium smelter at Tiwai Point by 2021. We spoke earlier to the Chief Executive of New Zealand Aluminium Smelters, Stu Hamilton, and he seemed fairly definitive about this. The Mayor of Southland is Tim Shadbolt. Goodness, Tim, 1,000 jobs directly, perhaps another 1,000 indirectly. Look, there's been the risk of this before, but what's your response to today's news?
Well, this time it seems very much a reality that it's gone beyond the argy-bargy of negotiations. This is the real thing as far as we're concerned. And we're just absolutely shattered by the news.
Had you had any role at all in the ongoing negotiations, mainly between the company and Meridian, the power company, where it was trying to get a further 30% discount on its power costs, but have you been involved at all in lobbying to try and get a resolution?
Yes, we certainly have. And we thought this was just another... I mean, they're a tough company to deal with, Rio Tinto, and we expected to have tough negotiations, but we never thought it would come to this. So we just can't believe it. But it's a community. I mean, it's not just the jobs we're going to lose, but it's the impact it will have on families, on schools, on the retail sector. It's just a huge impact, and
given the risks that have been there for some time that this would happen at some point, has there been a lot of thinking going into what on earth could replace or even in part replace its role as an employer?
Yes, we have done some papers and research work on what would happen if the smelter closed, and we'll be, of course, dusting those reports off and seeing. But at the moment, it's really very few options on the scale that the smelter would have. Just devastating.
We're talking 2021 at the moment. These are quite specialised jobs in some cases. What's important to you about how this is managed, perhaps in order to help families in the first instance transition and hopefully keep them in Southland?
Yes, that will be our first concern, will be for the workers and what alternatives there are. And it looks pretty bleak at the moment, but we're a resilient community, and we'll be doing everything possible to look at the options.
Do you believe it could have been avoided? As we said, we've been there many times before. It's a big discount the company was looking for on what is already a discounted power price. But do you believe more could have been done?
Well, we produce the purest aluminium in the world, and it's 99.98% purity. No one can beat us. It's environmentally sound compared with the smelters that are around the rest of the world, where they are dependent usually on coal. Ours is hydroelectricity, which is the cleanest electricity. So we thought we had a really good negotiating points in our favour. But they're a big company and they take no prisoners, it seems.
Do you feel like the government could have or should have done more this time? They seem to have run out of patience on the environmental front anyway with Rio Tinto over some of the issues with where the dross goes and how that's been treated. Do you feel like the government had run out of patience Are you disappointed it did not intervene?
Yes, I think they could have, done something to support us. So I think the problem was that we faced throughout the negotiations was that they've got no alternatives that they could. They thought if they could only get rid of Invercargill and the lobbying that we were doing, that we would flood the rest of the country with cheap hydroelectricity. And that's just not going to happen. And it's very much dependent. I worked on the Manapouri Power Project, and right through that industrial development, it was always felt that more could be done. And we would sort of get the feeling we were hung out to dry on a project that didn't match the reality of what was happening. And I assure you and the government that it doesn't sort of bode well for the rest of New Zealand.
It will take a significant investment to fully hook up that power to the national grid, will it not?
Yes, and that's the transition costs for that electricity to be shipped from, and this is what the negotiations were all about, to get it across Cook Strait, to get that electricity to the north, is a huge cost.
Was that part of the negotiations with Meridian, are you saying?
It certainly was. They just didn't seem to understand that the impact it would have. They thought it would be minimal for the region, but we've taken a lot of blows, and this was just the worst thing that could have happened to our community.
Thank you for your time this morning. Tim Shadbolt is the Mayor of Invercargill.